Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, and let's be honest, I have no idea anything about football. And when people come to my house, I don't want to sound like a fool.
Right. I mean, the Super Bowl is bigger than just a game. It's really pure entertainment. You could talk yourself around in circles about J-Lo and the different stuff that'll go on at halftime. You can laugh about commercials, but if you want to sound educated when you talk to somebody about the actual X's and O's, we need some help.
Dan on Raven. Joining us, it's Neil Best, sports media journalist at Newsday. Neil, can you give me some tips on things I can say or reference so I sound somewhat intelligent on Sunday?
You know, not in-depth analysis, just conversation starters.
You're definitely on the right track. Not get too deep into X's and O's, because that's a dangerous path. So I thought of three things. All have local ties, which helps, because obviously Kansas City and San Francisco, it's not exactly Jets, Giants.
Right.
But there's three little tidbits that have sort of a local hook that you could throw out there, and you know, they're sort of interesting to non-sports fans, I think.
I mean, you're really selling it, Neil.
Okay, well, first of all,
Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, you know, superstar young quarterback, father, Pat, was a pitcher for the Mets in 1999 and 2000. Mets actually made the playoffs both of those years. He was 8-0 in 1999. But yeah, his father pitched for the Mets, so that's sort of cool.
Hold on, what's his name, Patrick Mahone?
I mean, are you serious? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here I'm going to go. Oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes. His dad was a Met. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
See?
Yeah, he was a pitcher for the Mets, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, not Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Got it.
Not Mahomes.
I wrote it down.
All right, good.
That's a good one because, you know, Patrick Mahomes will be a very important player.
Yes,
you know, good,
yes
good
he will.
Good or bad, he's going to be a very important player in this game. He's the quarterback.
He's a quarterback, okay.
Yeah, are you serious over there?
You know I don't know this stuff.
No, he'll be the guy with the ball most of the time.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, now here's, this one's a little more obscure, but it's also sort of cool. Pat Shurmur was the Giants coach the last 2 years, and he just got fired recently. His son, Kyle, who went to Vanderbilt with my daughter, coincidentally, was the quarterback there. He is on the practice squad for the Chiefs. If the Chiefs win the game, he will get a Super Bowl ring. So the guy who just got fired as the Giants coach, his son can get a Super Bowl ring that his father obviously didn't come anywhere close to with the Giants. So another kind of a weird local tie there. That one most people won't know, or even sports fans. A lot of sports fans don't know that one.
Let's try this one, Neil.
Hold
Here
on.
We go.
Okay, all right, this one's a little trickier, but give it a shot.
So my husband is a massive Giants fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
see?
So how are you going to phrase the question or bring up
the
topic?
I'm going to bring it up out of nowhere. I'm like, yeah, you know, Pat Shurmur, he got fired. He's going to look at me and be like, yeah, I know, but did you know his son? He plays for the Chiefs. He's on the sidelines, but if they win, he's going to get a Super Bowl ring. Pat Shurmur never got one of those.
That's perfect.
Shurmur, not Sherman.
That was great. I'll give you a third sort of local tie. This is a Jets thing. So the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years. They, you know, in fact, I'm so old that that's the first Super Bowl I remember, Super Bowl IV, when they won in 1970.
Wow, Neil's old.
I am old.
He's 59. I stalked him.
I am 59.
Yep.
But here's the sort of interesting, sort of depressing thing about that. So that was the second longest drought between Super Bowls. The longest drought between Super Bowls is the Jets, because they were in it in 1969, Super Bowl III, and they still haven't gotten back. And the poor Jets fans are still now 51 years, not only to win a Super Bowl, but to even just go.
Well, that is a sad,
so
sad of company.
You can try explaining that one, and we'll see if you get it right. That was a fairly good one, I think.
My cousin Mario is a Jets fan, and I can say to him when he walks in the door and be like, guess what? The Chiefs haven't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years, but you know your Jets? Your J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. It's been 51 years for them.
Could be a great conversation starter. Could get you socked in the face.
Neil, I don't know if you know this, but Patrick Mahomey, he's the quarterback.
It's Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Mahomey is your friend from college. Mahomes is
right,
the quarterback.
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, even though he got fired.
No, wait a minute.
Now you're mixing up your notes.
You're mixing up your pets.
Oh, no.
Shurmur.
I'm going to write it on my hand.
Okay. Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
Neil Best, he's sports media journalist for Newsday. Thank you for trying to educate me. I'm going to be so smart on Sunday once I memorize these facts.
Yeah, I tried. Okay. Well, you know, you'll do it. You'll be good. You'll be great. It's going to all work out.